Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Tuesday, February 18th, and today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 79, paragraph 3, which begins with, "We thought he ought to be willing," and ends with, "has long since adjusted." Today's readers are Joanne L. for the 12 Steps, Linda S. for the 12 Traditions, Dana P. We'll read and comment on our text, Penny L. C., and Nancy C. We'll close out the meeting, and our newcomer greeter is Diane B., and Robin P. will close us out with some announcements. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 22173. That's 22173. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 22175. That's 22175. COA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There's no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public, private, or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Joanne L. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Oh, good morning, Elaine. Thank you so much for your service and everybody on the line, especially the newcomers. And excuse my voice. I don't know, my voice changes on a day-to-day basis. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. In 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you so very much, and I pass.
Thank you so very much, Joanne L. Linda S., will you please read the 12 traditions?
Thank you. This is Linda S. in Sweden. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but sorry. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you so much for letting me do service.
Thank you, Linda S. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers, 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 79, paragraph 3, which begins with "We thought." And I will ask Dana P. to please begin reading for us.
Thank you, Elaine. This is Dana P. in California, page 79, Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, bottom of the page. We thought we ought to be willing to do that if necessary, but if he were in jail, he could provide nothing for either family. We suggested he write his first wife admitting his faults and asking forgiveness. He did, and also sent a small amount of money. He told her what he would try to do in the future. He said he was perfectly willing to go to jail if she insisted. Of course, she did not, and the whole situation has long since been adjusted. Yeah, you know, I read this paragraph, and I've been really meditating on it. And even since yesterday, got together with my AA sponsor from way back, and we're just really good friends now, and we went to a meeting together and had a like pre-meeting, and it made me think of what was going on the 10 minutes before this meeting started, and how I'm relating that to this paragraph is the fellowship. You know, like it says we thought, so it's a group of people that are contemplating this situation on this amends of this person. And you know, if it's me by myself, I mean, I'm just going to barrel forward like a bull in a china shop and do what I think I should do to solve this problem. And seriously, like that's what got me into trouble in the first place, the bull in the china shop doing what I thought I needed to do. And And the other thing I know about this is that when I'm in fear, I mean, we're talking about going to jail. We're talking about, you know, who knows what kind of retaliation the wife and her new person or whoever, you know, her brothers and sisters and family, whatever retaliation might occur with admission of the guilt, if you will. So generally, when it comes to amends, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but, you know, there's a lot of fear involved. And my mind is not thinking straight when I'm in fear. And so, you know, going back to this idea of forgiveness, I mean, what an amazing and profound opportunity to forgive. And in forgiveness, there is love. And it's taking the risk. So having the fear, consulting with others, kind and gentle human beings that our fellows are, and making a plan and going forward with the plan, stepping into that fear and knowing that we're supported. And ultimately, it all comes down to trust, trust in God. And, you know, it says at the bottom here, and the whole situation has long since been adjusted. I can't tell you all of the amends that I've made about how amazing the experiences have been, and how not because I made it happen, but I'm a changed person now. Rather than being stingy, I'm generous, and it's spontaneous. So I'd love to hear what other people have to say about this paragraph here. I'm going to pass with that, Elaine. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dana P. Although we value everyone's experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last couple of days and you'd like to comment on page 79 of the Big Book, paragraph 3, which begins with, we thought he ought to be willing. If you'd like to comment, please press star 1 to unmute and we'll take a lineup.
This is Ronnie in Missouri.
Ronnie?
Veronica B.
Veronica B.
Liz
Anyone
S.
else? Liz S. We've got room for more. Okay, we'll get started with Ronnie. I didn't get the first initial of your last name. You can share that when you share. Veronica B. and Liz S. Please share with us, Ronnie.
Thank you. Ronnie B., compulsive overspender and debtor. I'm sorry, wrong program. Definitely overeater. Over everything, pretty much. I just thought it was interesting that my real name is Veronica and the person after me name is Veronica B., so I'm just going to take that as luck. Maybe I should buy a lottery ticket. Anyway, so this paragraph is pretty important to me for an unusual reason, because I think we all have our path. It's all about making amends, but the path there could vary, and mine certainly did. So I did make amends to every single person that was on my list, and my sponsor said I did that whether I needed to or not, because there were some people on there quite iffy. Anyway, I ended up sending someone a decent amount of money and didn't call it an amends exactly. And it was from a situation so very many years ago. But all of a sudden, I realized I think this person could actually use some financial assistance. And sometimes I just get that. And I did. I sent the check. Anyway, it was appreciated. And by the way, the person didn't say, oh, you know, I played a role too. Not at all. Not at all. It was, yeah, you know, you did do something. I just chuckled to myself because today can wear life like a loose garment. Anyway, so you look at how that's changed my life. It ends up 3 children, part of this family, that I babysat for years and years. The oldest is now 52, so that tells you something. I've reunited with those folks, and it's been very, very nice. And not in person, because they're in New Jersey. I moved to Missouri, but it's made it a positive and, in my mind, spiritual change. So I just know that when I follow what I believe is God's will for me, whether I want to or not, positive, wonderful, spiritual things can happen. And by the way, it didn't break the bank. If it would have broken the bank and I would have been starving, I never would have done that. But that's not my case. I'm not Elon Musk, but I'm just talking about finances. So I'm just saying, you know, to realize that if God prompts me, like this man and the faith of saying, I'll go to court because this is what I did, and I will suffer the consequences, whatever they are, and how divine providence stepped in for him in his life. Anyway, that's all I have. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, Ronnie B. Veronica B., you're up next. Thank you so much.
Hi, good morning. I'm Veronica B., a recovered compulsive overeater in Santa Monica. And thank you so much for your service. Good sharing. This paragraph for me represents, you know, I'm going to zero in on the word willing. When I first came into program, my sponsor asked me if I was willing to go to any length for recovery. And at the time, I didn't really understand how, you know, taking these actions was going to help me change. But because I didn't want to admit that I was selfish, I didn't want to admit that I had hurt people in the past. I didn't think my behavior hurt anybody. But, you know, it's a ripple effect. I hurt you, and then, you know, I don't know what kind of damage that's done to other people. So in order for me to get a relationship with God and to feel comfortable in my own skin, abstinent, I have to set right all the wrongs, and I have to be willing to do it, regardless if I feel like they had a part in it also. My job is just to set right the hurt that I caused in the past, and that is my only job to do here. So that is what brings me a connection with God. It frees me from feeling guilty and feeling shame. And I love the shares about, you know, in forgiving others, you're forgiving yourself, because I was so angry at myself for actions that I took. So there was that too, where I had to forgive myself and learn to accept myself in this program, which is really big. But just being willing, I was just willing, and I continue to be willing with God's help, with your help. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Veronica B. Liz S., you're up next. Please share with us.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Liz S. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, and this is the first time I've shared at one of these meetings, so I'm a little nervous. I'm in fear, just like the guy who might have had to go to jail. I just wanted to bring up the small point that we here, I don't know who that is. I wonder if it's Bill Wilson. I wonder if it's a small group of people who were present and working together as a group. Must have been, because this is, it's just like the second tradition, you know. We don't have any leaders. We rely on the care of God as we understood him. Wanted to say that. I also wanted to say, this is generally about making amends. And I wanted to share with you, I have had the hardest time figuring out how to make amends to my dead mother and father. They died about 13 years ago. I was so ticked off at them. I had their ashes, and I scattered their ashes in my backyard without any ceremony or anything. I was angry one day, and I just said, I don't even want them in my house. And that was rather selfish of me. But how to make amends to somebody who's not around anymore? The prayer on page, I think it's 552 or 522. I'm always getting those confused about praying for somebody for 2 weeks. I don't know how to. In my conception of God, it's not. It doesn't fit with that to pray for someone who's already dead. But I had to write out what my resentments were and what my heart was, and keep my side of the street clean, as someone has said already. And finally, through praying for them, it was a silly, well, not a silly prayer, but it was a prayer that said, I wish they had had the things that I value here in this life. And the resentments went away, and it was just wonderful. So I hope that's on topic enough. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Perfectly on topic. Thank you so much, Liz S. Before we take another lineup, just that good news, the power of the big book, a weekend of inspiration, education, motivation, and fellowship all together. The Vision for You convention is back. Are you ready? November 7th to 9th, 2025, at the Marriott Newark International Airport Hotel in Newark, New Jersey. The Power of the Big Book is an extraordinary weekend, is an extraordinary opportunity to learn how the 12 steps can free you from the bondage of compulsive overeating. Come join a Vision for You as the Big Book is brought to life through the teaching and experience of those in whom the problem has been solved. So the online registration is up and ready to go at our website, www.avision4you.info. So it's a great fellowship here, and we hope that you register even today. Thanks so much. Okay. Now, although we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day that others might share their experience too. So if you would like to call page 79, paragraph 3, we thought he ought to be willing. Please press star 1 to unmute. Give me your name.
Susan B.
Susan B. We'll share after Susan. Star 1 to unmute. Well, why don't we get started with you, Susan, and then we'll take another lineup, okay?
Thank you. I came on late, but it was exactly what I needed to hear about amends. Well, I'm in the worst health of my life, and my fiancé said he needs space. And, of course, I want to be angry, but it's – I'm sorry about the beeping. irritating. I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. Someone's trying to call. Anyway, what I haven't realized is since we've met, you know, my part is I've been making him my God, and I am in excruciating chronic pain that has worsened, and I get in a lot of fear. But what I'm seeing is, you know, when I'm getting in fear, this is when my mind's getting obsessed with him, and I want to call him. And he's not there now. And, you know, I have a huge role in this, even though I want to just sit here and I want to hang on to this. And he left me and I'm in the worst health of my life. And I'm like, okay, he's a human being. Like, a person can only take so much. And it has just been hellish the past year and a half with my health problems. And, I haven't been working my program strong enough, you know. I haven't been getting the emotional sobriety that I need from the 12 steps, and I haven't been doing self-care. And it's, you know, I want to run and go make amends now, though, and I, you know, but what are my motives? Like, my motives right now is like, well, yeah, I'll just tell them all this stuff, and then everything will be fine. And, you know, and it's no, that's not what God wants right now. I'm just at the beginning again, you know, working the steps. And that's not what God wants, you know. And I keep, like yesterday, I got a scripture, you know, wait on the Lord. I keep hearing that. It's been really hard. It's bringing up a lot of my abandonment issues, but I have to keep doing step work on that. I have to keep giving over this anger to God, and I have to keep praying for him. And I can't think about what he did, what he said. You know, it's all about what did I do, you know. And there's been a lot of dishonesty, a lot of selfishness, a lot of that. And now, you know, I'm dealing with the consequences. And, you know, I want my way and I want to be angry, but it's like, well, you know, you kind of created this monster. So, you know, that's all I can do is really look at myself right now. But I'm having a lot of physical pain now, severe physical pain, emotional pain. And spiritually, yeah, I'm trying to grow closer to God again. And this is really teaching me to lean into God. And with that, I'm going to pass. And I'm grateful that we're on this topic right now. I need to hear it. Thanks. I'll pass.
Thank you for your share, Susan D. Very much. Okay, though we value everyone's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. We'd love to hear from you. Please press star one to unmute if you would like to share.
Linda S. in Sweden.
Linda F. Who'd like to follow?
Nancy L.
Nancy F. Anybody else want to get in this lineup?
Cynthia C. from New Hampshire.
Cynthia C. Okay. All right, we've got Linda S., Nancy L., Cynthia C., and then room for a couple more after that. So please share with us, Linda.
Thank you. This is Linda S. in Sweden. And yeah, I just felt prompted to share how what stands out to me is the willingness to do whatever is necessary, that I need to be willing to go to jail if it would be necessary. I need to be willing to do whatever, you know, lies ahead that is required for me to make amends to a person that I have harmed in any kind of way. And so I'm not facing jail. But I've found that in the process, I've been making amends in different seasons of life, I could say. And what I've found is that as I'm continuing, that more will be revealed when it comes to how to make amends to people as well. Like I just recently came to find that I needed to pay quite a lot of money to a person. This person is not requiring that, but it was like God just revealed it to me that you misuse this money. This was for another purpose, but I used it for a purpose that was not intended for this money. And I just realized that I need to give this money back to this person. And I haven't had that kind of thought about it in the past because I didn't have any bad intention with it. But in the process I've been, I just came to realize that. And I'm still not through the steps now because of a relapse not too long ago. But still looking forward to come back to just cleaning out everything and doing the right thing, because I've never, ever experienced the freedom like when just facing the truth and being showing up to people and doing the right thing. It is just so freeing. And I know God's with me in that process, which is, yeah, that grace is just amazing. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to share. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Linda S. Awesome. Okay, Nancy L., you're up next, followed by Cynthia C.
Oh, thank you very much. This is Nancy L., recovered in Arizona. Grateful to be on the meeting this morning. Amends. I had to do one this very morning. My husband and I were retired. We spend the day together. And I knew I couldn't put it off because I remembered that I had thrown away something that was very valuable to him. And so in and of myself, I would have put it off until this afternoon because it's just too hard. But as soon as he woke up, you know, after he had his coffee, I just shared with him, I'm so sorry, dear, that I threw that away. And if I could If I could get it back, I'd get it back in a minute. And, you know, it was so painful. And he the only thing he said was, he goes, that was my mother's. Yeah, right. Anyway, you know, there's part of the serenity prayer that says, hardships are a pathway to peace. And this was so painful for me today to look at myself, and I did a 10 step with my sponsor and all. But it's like, it's so painful that I believe that I will never do this again. Anything that does not belong to me is not going to be thrown away. And I will remember, like that hot stove, you know, ouch, this hurts. I don't want to have to go through this again. I even used, my children used to tell me and say, Mom, why did you give that away? And, you know, I guess I have this character defect of perfectionism, and that's on its way out, too. I don't have to have a perfect house with perfect things in perfect places anymore. Anyway, thank God for new beginnings, and this is Nancy, and I pass. Thank you.
So true. Thank God. Thank you, Nancy L. And Cynthia C. is up next, and we're going to take another lineup. We're on page 79, paragraph 3. Please share, Cynthia.
Good morning. Thank you, Elaine, for your service, and thank you for everybody who makes this meeting possible. I'm Cynthia C. from Conway, New Hampshire. And, you know, what I hear here is, you know, we ought to be willing if necessary. And, you know, we said that when we made, when we took our third step, you know, that we're willing to turn our lives over to God, to higher power. And I fall short of that every day. So I have to say this, you know, really live in the third step every day. Relieve me of the bondage of self, because I'm going to owe amends to somebody if I don't. You know, when I've gone through this book many, many times, which, you know, I'm not complaining. I love doing it. But each time I do that, and each time I do a step 10, I see something deeper in myself, and, you know, how much self, the ego, is driving me. And that is not from God. You know, that God wants everybody to be healthy, happy, and whole. You know, I've made lots of amends and continue to make amends. You know, that's part of living in step 10, 11, and 12 is, you know, when we do a step 10, if we have harmed somebody, we need to make an amends, and regardless of what the outcome is. And, you know, I recently made one, and the outcome was not what I wanted in any way, shape, or form. And it's somebody I love very dearly, and I'm having to accept that. And, you know, so I'm hearing that in this meeting too, like acceptance of what the outcome is. You know, I don't know how I would react if I were going to go to jail. That is not the case in this. But, I, you know, we have to be willing. We have to be willing. Otherwise, we will not grow, and we will continue to live in dishonesty, self-seeking behaviors, and continue to step on the toes of our fellows and just, you know, keep that vicious cycle going. So, again, that's really all I have to say about that. And thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to hearing others. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Cynthia C. Appreciate that. Okay. So we're commenting on page 79, paragraph 3, and although we ask, we value your experience, we ask that you limit your shared every third day in order that others might share their experience too, and we would love to hear your experience, strength, and hope on this paragraph. Step 9, please press star 1 to unmute if you'd like to carry a message.
Sandel from New York.
I'm sorry, what was your first name again?
Sandel, S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L.
Thank you so much for for selling that for me. And did you say it was Sandel S?
S, as in Sam, yeah, okay. From New York.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay. And who else would like to share?
Jackie H. from Idaho.
Jackie H. And we have room for a couple more after Jackie. Star 1 to unmute if you'd like to comment. We're going slow and steady this time around, I think. Okay. Shandell S., you'd be followed by Jackie H. Please share with us, Shandell.
Hi, it's Shandell S., a recovered compulsive overeater from New York. Thanks for all the shares, and it'll be very short, but I'm very grateful for this, and that we're like everybody else says, how we're going through this over and over again. It's just good to hear it over and over again. This really helped me a lot. Last week, I was backing into a spot in front of a building, like where I work, and it was dark, and I felt myself like touch another car. In the morning, I looked, and I did see like a little bit of a dent and a scratch, but I wasn't sure if I did it or not. And I'm a nurse and in care, and I was very embarrassed to tell the people I work for because I didn't know. And it's a very small building where, you know, there's only like six families, so they would know whose car it was, and I have to reach out. And I was just like, they'll probably be so embarrassed in front of their neighbor, and I had this whole thing going on, what should I do? And I knew I had to say something. And then as I was driving home in the morning, I heard this, people staring on this, and I was like, you know what, it doesn't matter what if I have to be clear with me and my higher power, and I have to do the right thing. And I did reach out to them. I said, I'm really embarrassed, but I don't know if I caused this damage, but I, you know, I want to be responsible. And in the end, they did contact that family, and the husband said, it's totally fine. He doesn't know where he got it, and it's so small, he doesn't really care. Don't worry about it. But it just, like, it felt so good to just do the right thing. And it's just so freeing. And it just, like, on a regular basis, also, like, if I make a mistake with a family member or whatever, just to be able to apologize and move on, it's just such a freeing thing that I could work this every day also. And I do want to say that I did want to make, when I did the ninth step, when I wanted to make amends to my husband, he didn't want, he was just like, don't worry about it, forget about it. And he didn't want to hear it. I really had a thing written up, and I tried a few times, and he didn't want to hear it. So we just moved on, and thank God we're great. And yeah, I'm just super grateful for the steps that I can have this freedom today. Thanks so much. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Shandell. Boy, ninth step experience really is so helpful for people who need to do this work or for the everyday 10s and 11s that pop up. So we'd love for more people to experience to share their experience, strength, and hope right after Jackie H. shares. Please share this, Jackie.
Hi, it's Jackie H. in Idaho. You know, I have to constantly remind myself that these amends that I make are not for me. They're not for the person I'm making them to. They're to block me from God. And if I want freedom and I want access to God, then I need to be willing to show up and admit my harm's done. You know, and that's hard when I've spent a lifetime manipulating people. I think of myself as a small child, you know, running around trying to get the candy bar, right? But it just shows up in all different ways. How am I going to manipulate you to get what I want, but make it not look like that? And not even realizing that I'm doing that. And so one of the amends I had to make to a friend of mine when I first moved here to Idaho, I was living with this woman, and, you know, she was gracious enough to take me into her home and didn't even know me, and both my cats, you know, and there were times because I was in my disease, I was actively in my disease, you know, I'd just polish, like, all the candy off in her house, or the cookies she had, or the ice cream she had, and then there were times where I didn't pay all my rent, because I, you know, I spent money the way I ate, so, you know, I was not taking personal responsibility for, you know, what I owed her. And so I had to go to her this time and, you know, let her know I'm willing to pay that. You know, how can I pay that back to you? Like, do we trade services? Do you want me to give it to you in a payment plan? And she said, oh, no, you do not have to worry about that. And I was like, you know what I do? It's the principle of it. You know, I owe her that. And when I asked, what will God have me be? Well, God would have me be responsible for my part, what I owed. I don't get to get away with that. And my sponsor reminds me, think about that after you pay her that. That's off your heart. That clears the way for you to have access to God. And God forbid, I'll never do it again because I don't want to have to make amends around this. And, you know, I had to admit, I was looking for a parent, not a partner, not a friend. That was in quite a bit of my amends. So, yeah, I'm just going to keep showing up and be willing to do whatever it takes to, because really when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I want access to God. I want that freedom. I want that access to God so that God can show me how to live because I have no idea how to live. One thing that really came up in my first year of recovery is realizing that I really have no idea how to live. I don't know how to do this life. I'm like a small child running around in an adult world and looking like an adult, but, you know, on the inside, feeling like a child, very confused and disoriented. So I need God's help, and I know that today. And I do believe step two, God can restore me to sanity if I am willing to do what it takes. So that's all I've got. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jackie H. Appreciate your share. Okay, though we value everyone's experience, we ask that you limit your data every your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. There's a fabulous opportunity to share your experience, strength, and hope for two people here who would like to comment on page 79, paragraph 3.
This is Jan C. from Colorado.
Jackie M.
This is Rosie.
Jan C. and Jackie M. I heard first, if there's time for anybody else afterwards, Rosie, I'll have you in the lineup. So please share with
you.
Us Jan C., and you'll be followed by Jackie M.
Thank you so much, and thank you for doing service this morning, everybody who makes this meeting possible. Oh, my. I've just been inspired by listening to everybody, and so a new level is that I'm going to share something with you that I did recently. I bought some ink for my printer, and my goodness, I tried three times to put it in, and it kept saying to put it in correctly. So I did, and it didn't work. So I finally took the printer and with the ink thing in it to the Office Depot, and on the way, I realized, oh, my God, I asked for the wrong ink. And, you know, I knew that when I got the ink. When I first paid that it, well, I'm not sure what I'm trying to say here. Anyway, I realized that it was my fault that the ink was the wrong cartridge when I looked in my phone and looked up the number. I thought, oh, my God, this is the wrong thing. So anyway, I went in, and then I got the ink replaced. Well, I just later, you know, listening to the meetings, I couldn't live with myself, so I went back to Home Depot, and I took my printer with the ink in it, and I asked to speak to the manager, and I apologized, and I made amends. I said, you know, it was my fault that the guy gave me the wrong ink, so I would like to pay for that. He said, absolutely not. He said, we exchanged it. The fact that you came in and told us is huge. People just don't do that. So I felt better. And what I did do as a result, he just did not want to pay. I did fill out the questionnaire, you know, the report about how was the service. I didn't mention this piece of it, but I did mention both gentlemen's names and how wonderful they were to me, and that I'd recommend somebody else to do business with them. So that's how I made my amends. So I blubbered through this, but thank you for listening, and God bless everybody. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Jan C. Thanks for making it more wonderful with your powerful share. Everybody's powerful share. Jackie M., let's hear yours now, please. I want to unmute. Jackie M.? Do I want to unmute Jackie? Well, not hearing Jackie. Rosie, why don't you jump in?
Okay, thank you, Elaine. This is Rosie F. from Evan Fox in Southern California, Pacific time.
This resonated with me today. I guess it's an honor to God that I'm on this phone call. I've had the most hardest time with amends all through all my step work, just in particular a couple of ones, just nine. And yesterday I was with my sister, and there was something missing that I was making for a group of presentation I'm bringing, and it was in the form of food. And I immediately asked her, after my husband said, well, she was the only one I think over there, so I asked her, and I know she was perusing it because she wanted it. And she comes from the disease of compulsive overeating in our family as well. And I asked her, and she said, I would never do that. You know, so I actually, you know, I'm toying with, did I accuse her because I asked her? But yes, there was an intent that I believed it. And I think I did say, are you sure? And so she really got offended and upset that I thought she would steal from me. And so I guess I'm hearing this, and it's like, my part is I need to make amends. But then I look at, well, did I really harm her? I mean, mine was just a question. But I guess I need to look at the motives, and I need to look at the tone, or the, you know, the way I question it or whatever. But, you know, I'm going to go more soul searching with God, but I'm more apt to thinking I owe her amends for my part for not just asking her, but, you know, maybe asking her twice. Maybe just not saying, oh, okay, you know, I just thought maybe you might have took one, you know, or
Central
I'm just asking. So anyways, that I will talk with my sponsor. And thank you so much for the meeting and for just 12-stepping me today. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosie. And Jackie M., we have time for a two-minute share. Sorry about that.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, you sound great.
Okay. You know, I was tapping away and didn't realize my phone was muted. And then I dropped my phone on the ground. So anyway, here I am. Amends. First of all, I have to make amends to the group, my fellows. I was in a lineup a couple days ago, maybe three, four, I don't know. And somebody came in. A worker came in. And I immediately turned off the phone because I didn't want to, you know, I was afraid about anonymity. I can't say that word. And I also want to say, I treated a friend of mine really badly. I wasn't in a good state of mind. And I made amends, and she kept talking about how she felt, and that was fine. But now I wanted to make amends again, and she's not calling, and it ghosted me. So I felt so bad, and then I realized, just the other day, I have to forgive myself. I tried with her. I tried and tried. And I had to forgive myself. And that was very freeing. So that's all I have. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. I love this meeting. And I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Jackie. I'm glad you had a chance to share. Okay, we'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Penny L.C. please read a vision for you? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, thank you, Elaine. This is Penny L.C. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.